Your 8 o'clock news is read now by Brian Jennings.
The first public hearing of an inquiry into the Omagh bombing will be convened in the town this morning. The inquiry, chaired by Lord Turnbull, is examining whether or not the atrocity could reasonably have been prevented by UK authorities. Our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley.
The public inquiry into the Omagh bombing was established by the UK government following a court ruling that raised concerns about the handling of intelligence linked to the atrocity. Belfast High Court ruled that there was a plausible argument the 1998 bombing could have been averted. 29 people were killed in the Rail IRA explosion, including a woman pregnant with twins. It was the single biggest death toll of the Troubles. Today's first hearing is a preliminary one. It will look at procedural issues linked to the investigation. No witnesses will be called today and no evidence will be presented. Evidential hearings will begin in the months ahead. They're expected to start with pen pictures of the victims. The attack was conceived, planned and organised from the Republic of Ireland. The Irish government has promised to cooperate fully with the inquiry and will be represented at it. Conor McCauley, RTÉ News, Belfast.
Irish athletes are competing in several events at the Olympic Games in Paris today, including boxing, rowing, rugby sevens and swimming. Team Ireland has been celebrating its first medal at the Games. Last night, Mona McSharry finished third in the final of swimming's 100 metres breaststroke, securing a bronze medal. From Paris, Adrian Eames reports.
There were tears of joy in the pool for McSharry as the 23-year-old won bronze in a fascinating breaststroke final. McSharry was second at the turn, but South Africa's Tatiana Smith surged to claim the gold medal, with China's Keating Tang second and McSharry, who started at the Marlin Swim Club in Ballyshannon, in third in a time of 1:05.59. Also last night, Ellen Walsh from Templeogue in Dublin finished eighth in the 400 metres individual medley final as Canada's Summer McIntosh won the gold medal. Team Ireland will be hoping for a second swimming medal today when world champion Daniel Whiffen competes in the 800 metres freestyle final. Whiffen was fastest in qualifying for the final. It's another busy day for Irish competitors in rugby sevens, boxing, rowing, hockey, canoe slalom, badminton and sailing. Adrian Eames, RTÉ News, Paris.
Deputy Michael Ring, Fine Gael TD for Mayo, has announced he will not contest the next general election. It brings to 15 the number of Fine Gael deputies not seeking re-election. Deputy Ring said, serving for 30 years in Dáil Éireann and 15 years as a local councillor was the privilege of his life. Juliet Gash reports.
Michael Ring first ran for office in 1979, being elected to Westport Town Council, then Mayo County Council. In 1994, he was elected to the Dáil in a by-election sparked by the appointment of Pádraig Flynn to the European Commission. Deputy Ring was previously Minister for Rural and Community Development, having twice served as junior minister. The 70-year-old thanked his supporters and said he was proud of his work on the Gathering and the Wild Atlantic Way, as well as with Sport Ireland. The announcement means 15 out of 35 Fine Gael TDs elected in 2019 are not running again, but the party says it's actively selecting candidates for the next general election, which it maintains will take place next year. Juliet Gash, RTÉ News, Leinster House.
In Britain, six children remain in a critical condition following a knife attack in the seaside town of Southport, Merseyside yesterday. The attack took place as the children were taking part in a dance class. Police have detained a 17-year-old boy. Our London correspondent, Tommy Meskell.
Investigations continue into the motive of yesterday's attack in Southport, but it is currently not being treated as terror-related. A 17-year-old boy was arrested and is being held on suspicion of murder and attempted murder. Altogether, two children were killed, nine were injured, and six of them are critical. Two adults were also injured. Police said the adults had been trying to protect the children during the attack. The King and British Prime Minister are among those who have expressed their shock at yesterday's events. Tommy Meskell, RTÉ News.
Research undertaken by the European Union suggests that there's been an increase in the number of workers in Ireland who cannot afford a week's holiday, either within the country or abroad. Analysis of EU data for the European Trade Union Confederation found that in 2022, almost 15% of Irish workers could not afford a week's holiday. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
According to this research, in 2021, 11% of workers in Ireland couldn't afford a week's holiday. But in 2022, that figure rose to 14.8% of workers. The percentage point increase was the highest recorded across the EU. The 2022 figures are the most recent available data, but the European Trade Union Confederation says that figures for 2023 could be even worse, following increases in the cost of holidays combined with falling real wages due to inflation. The Confederation is basing its figures on an analysis of EU statistics on income and living standards. It estimates that between 2021 and 2022, the number of workers across the EU who could not afford a holiday increased by more than 2 million.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Take home heating efficiency to new levels with Grant's air-to-water heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Patches of mist and fog will clear later this morning. Today will be largely dry with sunny spells. There may be isolated light showers in the west and northwest. Highest temperatures will range from 17 degrees to 22 degrees.